Shalom Aleichem, Mishnah Yomi is continuing in Pesachim. Yesterday we started the third chapter with a Mishnah about which chametz-containing items can be problematic. Machlokas there we saw. Now, Mishnah Beis, we're going to talk about mamish dough. And of course, if you leave dough sitting for a little while, it's going to start to become chametz. Let's pick up in Chapter 3, Mishnah Beis. Botzek, dough, shebesidkei areva, and it's in the cracks of the kneading bowl or the kneading trough. So this dough isn't there for the purpose of becoming food. It's there to fill the cracks and to hold the pieces together when the kli is a little bit shaky. So this isn't chametz that's meant to be eaten. This is structural dough. So the Mishnah says, Im yesh kezayit b'makam echad, if there is a kezayit, an olive's volume, approximately 27 grams, in one place, it's a pretty big crack, chayiv levara, you have to remove it and find a different way to hold your bowl together. Im lai, but if it's just teeny tiny little shreds and they're not very big, batal b'miyuto, they are batal in their tininess. Now what it means is they're batal to the kli. It's as if they're part of the kli. The Barner explains they're asui lechozik shivrayas thekeya. They're really meant to strengthen the kli and fill in the cracks. But he says if it's not structural, if it's actually little tiny shreds of dough of any size, and they're not meant to hold the kli together and fill in the cracks, then that's problematic, and any amount has to be removed. The mission notes, v'kenle inyan tuma, and so too by accepting ritual impurity, meaning if something impure, like a dead sheretz, a creepy crawly critter, touched the piece of dough that's in the crack. Well, if that piece of dough is considered structural and considered part of the mixing bowl, then congratulations, the entire bowl is tameh, is impure, because this little piece of dough was touched. The Mishnah explains, if has hakpada, he's particular to remove this little chunk of dough or this piece of dough in the crack, he wants it out of there, then it's chotzitz, it makes a barrier to tuma, then it's not considered part of the bowl itself, it's considered something separate. So if the sheretz touched that piece of dough but not the bowl is okay. Mrotze bikiyumo, if he wants it to stay there, hayukureva, then again, it is like the piece of the bowl. Now the Mishnah goes on to explain when a dough starts to be a problem. Botzak hacheresh, dough which is silent. The Barner here says you can tap on it with your hand and it doesn't make the normal sound that a normal dough is supposed to make. He also brings it could be kecheres instead of kecheresh. Cheres is like earthenware. It's a little hard or it's starting to get, you know, kind of a layer of dryness and solidness on the outside, so you can't really tell what's going on inside. So lemaisa, we don't know if this dough is chametz just yet. You know, they've got to keep it moving all the time so it doesn't become chametz. So the Mishnah says, im yesh kiyotzi bo shechmitz, if you have dough made at the same time and that dough has become chametz, it shows signs of chametz, as we're going to learn about later in this Masechta, hareze osir, this dough is forbidden, even though you're not sure if it itself had become chametz yet, but some of the dough from the same batch, same time, is already chametz, you assume it's a goner. Now, the Bartner here brings, interestingly, if you don't know, there's nothing else, then we assume after a certain time that it automatically becomes chametz if this dough was left alone. He says, it's the time of walking a mil, a halachic mile, at average pace. This is 2/5 of an hour, 24 minutes. Now, this is according to the Rambam. We don't paskin like this. This is a little bit generous. We paskin, we're going to see later, 18 minutes, 3/4 of a mil. But we do see that even in the absence of signs of chametz, dough that's left alone for a while will be assumed to be mamish chametz and usher. Okay, on to Mishnah Gimel. Ketzod mafrishin chala betuma biyom tov. How would we separate chala? Chala is the portion of dough given to the kohen. Now, if we call our bread on Shabbos chala, but really that's because typically on Erev Shabbos you'd bake enough to separate challah and give that to a kohen. We do not give it to the kohanim anymore because everything is tameh, and that's the issue here in the Mishnah. It's betuma, so the dough became tameh, or the cooking utensils, so the kohen can't eat it. He has to burn it, and it's biyom tov. It's yom tov, so we don't burn things for no reason on yom tov. So if it wasn't tameh, we would just bake up the bread or the matzah and give it to the Kohen. But now we can't really give him anything because he can't burn it on Yom Tov anyway, and it's Tame anyway. Rabbi Lezer Omer, Rabbi Lezer has a solution. Al Tikre Lashem, do not call it by name. Do not designate it as challah, as that portion. Until you bake it. So what he's saying is you would bake a bunch of rolls or a bunch of matzot, and then you would pick one out and designate it after the fact as the challah, and then after Yom Tov, when Yom Tov is over, then you could go ahead and burn it because it is impure and it cannot be eaten by the Kohanim. Now, there is a problem that you're not supposed to bake things on Yom Tov without a reason. We are allowed to cook and bake on Yom Tov for ochel nefesh, for eating, and if it's challah that's tameya, impure challah cannot be eaten. But since Rabbi Lezer would say, you could point to any one of these rolls or matzot and say, you know, this one's for me, I'm going to eat this one. We don't know yet which one goes to the Kohen and therefore is ineligible to be eaten. So it would be allowed. Now the Mishnah cites Rabbi Yehuda ben Batera, Omer, Totil Batsonin. Don't bake the dough. Immerse it in cold water. Hopefully very freezing cold water, and this will prevent it from becoming chametz. And then after Yom Tov is over, you could go ahead and burn the dough, because after all, it's tameya, cannot be eaten. He would disagree, as we said, Rabbi Eliezer will allow you to bake it, because you could say, listen, I could eat any one of these challot or any one of these rolls, you're not baking for no reason. So Rabbi Yehuda disagrees, says you just put it in the freezer, basically. Amar Rabbi Yehoshua. Rabbi Yehoshua has a different opinion. Lo zeh hu chametz shemuscharin alav b'val yirai b'amimatzi. He says, this is not the chametz that the Torah is warning you about. So basically, he's saying, the Barnard explains, after you call part of this dough challah, it's not yours. It belongs to the Kohanim. Now, it belongs to a specific Kohen that you always give it to, or belongs in general to the Shevet, to the Kohanim. It doesn't belong to you. And the Torah says, lo yirai lecha. Chametz. Lecha means yours, your possession. You own it. So if you don't own it because it belongs to the Kohanim already, not a problem if it's sitting there on the counter until after Yom Tov becoming chametz. That's kind of amazing to think about. Someone would have chametz fermenting in their counter on Pesach and it's not there, so no worry. It's kind of shocking. So he says, so this is Rabbi Yeshua. He says, Ele Meshoshta, you separate it, designate it as Chola, Umenochta, other, if you leave it until the evening, until Yom Tov's over, and you can burn it. It becomes Chametz, no? So the partner brings Rabbi Eliezer's argument against this is that if somebody designates Chala, that's beautiful, now belongs to the Kohanim, technically, yes, but he could go and ask a Chacham, a Shaila. It's like making Chala is like making a Neder. As we learned about Nedarim and Nezirot and the Daf Yomi recently, somebody could go to a sage or to a panel, a court basically, and ask annulment on his neder or on his designation as Hektish. So because this person might say, oh yeah, it belongs to the Kohanim, so I'm just going to leave it there, it'll become Chametz. Theoretically, Rabbi Eliezer says he could change his mind, get that designation annulled, and then eat it. So Rabbi Eliezer is not going to let you do it. And the partner says, Halacha is like Rabbi Eliezer. Zai Gesund, be well.